It's Morning Edition on Iowa Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Clay Masters. Former Democratic U.S. Senator John Culver served 16 years in Congress. He now lives in Maryland, but he'll be back in Iowa later this week to visit the Culver Public Policy Center at Simpson College in Indianola. We haven't heard from the former senator in some time. He joins me on the phone. Good morning, Senator Culver.
Good morning, Clay.
You'll be back in Iowa later this week. What brings you back to the state?
Well, I'm looking forward to getting back to Simpson College, where I go once or twice every year, where they have been kind enough to set up a public policy center in my name, and we've have a number of students who are active in that program, and also on the occasion of an annual speaker.
So what's bringing former Republican U.S. Senator Alan Simpson of Wyoming to the Public Policy Center this week?
Well, I served with Alan in the Senate, and we were friends at that time, and I've known him over the years and continued our friendship, and I've greatly admired his public service to the country after leaving the Senate, and I extended an invitation to him to speak to and meet with the students.
And you talk about that bipartisan friendship with Senator Simpson. How have you felt politics have changed since you left office in the 1980s?
Well, I think you put your finger on the most dramatic difference from the time that I served in both the House and the Senate. In those days, we had some very good working relationships between the parties. There wasn't the sharp division between the Democrats and the Republicans. Throughout the 16 years I served in Congress, it was true that the Democrats were in the majority. But the minority worked well together, the minority leaders and majority leader, and a number of my really the closest friends I had personally during the time I served in Congress were of the Republican Party. And we had may have our differences on different issues, but there was a basic respect, if not indeed admiration on occasion with those in the other party. And it's just tragic how that type of working relationship has now apparently been lost as far as the operation of the Congress is concerned today.
And why do you think Congress has become so divisive?
It's hard to say and hard to put a finger on it. I think the idea of politics being you're either right or wrong, the ideology in the Congress is really what's been most transforming. I think that has contributed to the inability to really work together. Either my way or the highway seems to be the approach and mood. Needless to say, given the nature of our congressional and governmental system, that can never work. It requires cooperation. It requires certain respect and give and take. And that, I think, is the single thing that's been lacking as people become so much more ideological in their partisanship.
And finally, what legacy do you aim to leave behind with your name attached to the Public Policy Center at Simpson College?
Oh, I'm not interested in legacy or anything. I really hope that working with the college and establishing this program that we can afford the Simpson College students an opportunity to participate in various public service activities, and as a result, increase not only their educational experience, but also an appreciation for involvement in politics and public life. And that certainly is very satisfying to think that sometime one of these students and another are going to be involved and actively involved as a result of the experience they've enjoyed at Simpson College.
All right, Senator Culver, thanks so much for talking with me this morning.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you.
That's Iowa's former U.S. Democratic Senator John Culver. He'll be at Simpson College to hear his friend and former colleague Republican Senator Alan Simpson speak on Thursday night in Indianola.